Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. It's kind of chuckling because opening played, I said to Jason, so what should we talk about today? And he indicated that I better figure it out really soon. Yeah, yeah. Jason, thank you for for engineering. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you doing today?
Really, really well, Kyle. Thank you for asking.
Are you just for curiosity, Vince? Are you embracing your geekness? Did you hear the news?
You know, I missed the news. I just got to the studio desk about a minute before.
I guess this is embrace your geekness day. And the first thing that popped into my mind when I heard that was just embrace your own destruction.
Yeah.
To me, that's just the way I see it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Kyle, I have a couple things that I'd like to talk about today. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with a case study of like five companies. And they are... These are experiences that I've had recently. An air conditioning and HVAC supply company, a parts supply company, available on the Internet. John Deere. And with parts. And then three propane suppliers. And so if we start out with... let me just go to... all right. A parts supplier. So there's a company that sells air conditioning parts, like filters, motors, and parts that you might need if you're going to repair an air conditioning system. And so we had a failure that we were working on. It was we diagnosed this to be the fan motor for the condenser. That's the outside unit of a heat pump or an air conditioning, whole house air conditioning system. So we diagnosed the problem as the fan motor itself because the fan motor did not spin properly. So we took the fan motor out, and the motor shaft would get stuck. It would turn a little bit and then get stuck, and turn a little bit and get stuck. So we took the motor apart, and it's a bearing problem. There's no question about it. The bearings on this, by the way, the motor could, depending on where you buy it, you could be really gouged, or you could find it for just a little over $200. Well, the bearings are between $6, $7 a piece. Takes two of them. And they're the same exact bearings as an automotive alternator. So you could get these bearings at AutoZone or Pep Boys or, you know, one of the big box stores. And you could take those bearings and add some more green grease to them, and they could last quite a long time. But we decided that we would replace the motor as well. So we have the bearings and the motor. And I talked, I went out to fill out the form that you fill out to buy parts on the Internet from this one company. And I was having a little bit of difficulty. It was me. So I called them up, and a young lady by the name of Alex answered. And Alex helped me, and the company is called Same Day Supply. SameDaySupply.com. All one word. And I said, would you stay with me while we fill out this application? She said, sure. Filled out the application. I said, okay, we've got the part in the cart. Can you make sure it's in the cart? Because we'd like to get it shipped pretty soon. And she said, sure. She stayed with me, which is very unusual. Very unusual. And we got the part shipped that day. It arrived in a couple days. It was a fair-priced part as compared to other companies, and it was a truly great experience. So I sent an email to Alex thanking her, and then I called and I said, I'd like to talk about this. I'd like for your permission to talk about this on the air. And she said, sure. She checked with the management, and it's okay. So, class, if you are in a jam and you've got a broken system or you want filters, I suggest you consider this company. This is not a commercial. I don't get paid for anything that I say on the air. No instructor gets paid. We have no commercials. We're completely independent. We're all volunteers, including me. There's no money that comes into USA Prepares. So, SameDaySupply.com, and their telephone number is 888-787-7284. And they're open from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And if you have need for parts and you're willing to wait a couple days, if you can't get them locally and you want to save some money, these guys are your part supplier, I believe. They had Lennox parts. Not everybody carries Lennox. So they have some of the major brands that you might be interested in. So I'm just saying, that's a great company. Now, not all the companies I'm going to describe today in this case study are like that. Not all of them are like that. And some companies will really let you down. So let's go into a company that, you probably think has a great reputation, but I don't think they're the same company they used to be. At least they don't behave the same way. That's John Deere. John Deere is one of the largest agricultural machinery companies in the world, but they consider themselves an information technology company. So what they do is they want you to buy one of their new fancy piece of equipment, and if there's a problem, it breaks down, there's sensors on it, and it will notify John Deere that you had a problem, and they can send a technician out. Isn't that great? Well, John Deere earned a great reputation many years ago because they had quality products and they had parts to back them up. So if you broke down in the field when you're baling hay, or hay season, or planting season, when the stress and strain on the implements and the tractor is the greatest, you could go to the John Deere dealer and you could say, I need this bearing, I need this shaft, I need this part, and they would have it in stock right there. You could buy it. You might be second in line at the counter. It's no longer the case. It's not even close. Now, when you try to call, you used to be able to call John Deere and say, I can't be there before you all close. Will you leave the parts out for me? And I'll pay for them with my credit card, or I have an account with you all. And would you leave them out in this secret place, and I'll pick them up after you close, because I can't get there while you're still open. They would do those kinds of things. Now, we find we can't even get them on the phone. They're so short-staffed in our area in Missouri, they don't even answer the phone in the parts department. Kind of unbelievable, right? So we went from a company that would answer the phone, that would give you technical support on the phone, to a company that doesn't answer the phone. Unless you call the sales department. You call the guy and you say, that would want to sell you a new tractor and say, I'm sorry, I'm at the parts department. And then that guy would, relay the message to the parts department. That's the way you get them to answer the phone. So we had another failure. We have a bunch of John Deere tractors. We have one that's called Model 1070. It's a four-cylinder tractor made in Japan, and it's got green paint on it and yellow paint, and it says John Deere. But it's made in Japan by Yanmar. And when we bought it, the dealer said, this is a great tractor. It's a compact tractor. It's 40 horsepower, four-wheel drive. It's a great, really utility tractor, just a wonderful tractor. And he was right. Well, we bought it with a front-end loader used from a dealer, John Deere dealer. And the masts that attach the loader, the front-end loader, to the tractor have worn out. Substandard design, in my opinion. So they wore out, and now they're dangerous. So I called John Deere, ultimately, finally got through and said, what do we do about these? I'm sorry, we showed up. Couldn't get through. Showed up and said, we'd like to buy these masts and to fix this front-end loader. And they're two masts. They're about 2 feet long, and they're formed steel. And the masts are, one of them is $1,666, and the other one is $1,500. So we're talking over $3,000 for two pieces of steel to repair this front-end loader. That's the good news. The good news is the price is absolutely obscene, outrageous. The bad news is you can't get them. They're unavailable. They're discontinued. So here we have a John Deere tractor that they said was absolutely outstanding when we bought it. And the last year they made it was 1998. So that would be 25 years old. They no longer have parts for the front-end loader. And they don't care. So I called some wrecking yards, you know, salvage yards for tractors. They have them for cars and trucks and tractors as well. And implements. You can buy, you know, used parts from a boneyard of balers and mowers and tractors. I called a couple of them in Missouri, and the answer was, no, we don't, yeah, old, that's an old tractor. We don't do that. We only work on, have parts for, salvage parts for newer tractors. So here we are thinking that John Deere would support us for a long time, like 40, 50, 60 years like they used to. No longer the case. At least with this particular tractor. And it's not just that they have the 1070. They have the 670, the 770, the 870, the 1070. It's a series. So it's a whole series of tractors. And what John Deere says and other people say, oh, that's an oddball tractor. That's an oddball. Now, when you go to buy it from John Deere, they don't say, I just want you to know this is an oddball tractor. They tell you it's a great tractor. It's a wonderful tractor. And you're buying John Deere, the best of the best of the best of the best. But they no longer support their equipment the way they used to. So that's the next story, or in this case, study of companies. Next one. Oh, by the way, Kyle, do you have any comments so far?
I had a couple, actually. It's funny that you mentioned those the tractor problem. I have a friend of mine who is in the middle of baling hay. He bales a lot of hay. Just loves to do it and has a lot of fields around this area. And he is struggling something fierce to be able to get the parts to finish his hay. That very same problem you're saying, Vince. He said, did I hear the music?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's
okay,
continue
I'll finish that on the other side.
Yeah. So it's not just us, class. And that's one of the benefits of USA Prepares. We're sharing with you what happens all across the country. Kyle and I will be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, we're doing a case study of companies and what to look for. So this lesson will help you make decisions going forward, and it will prepare you for some of the problems that you're going to have when you try to get parts. So first, the first company was an absolutely outstanding company in the air conditioning and heating ventilation supply business. Outstanding. And second company we're talking about is John Deere and some problems I had getting parts from them. Kyle, you were telling us another situation. Please continue.
And it just so happens, Vince, that this farmer has a John Deere, older John Deere. And he said last year it was one of the best years of hand that he had ever had. Said he didn't have to do anything but add a little bit of oil and baling twine and fuel. And he thought he was in seventh heaven, and this year has been just the opposite. He has been breaking down a lot, having horrible time getting parts for his John Deere. And he said some of his grass or some of his alfalfa that's out there in the field is extremely dry now because we've been having a lot of hot weather. And instead of being able to, bale it right when it's nice and dry, but still a little green, he's had to wait, and now it's just going to be brown, just baled up. But he's having to struggle just to keep everything going. And another guy I know, this is, to me, really interesting, and it goes right in with your John Deere story, has a two-year-old John Deere tractor that he is selling. And he just bought a 1970s International, old International diesel that's got a front end loader, 3-point and everything that'll run his baler for the small bales. He just bought that to finish his baling with, and he's selling the John Deere. I thought that was just an interesting scenario because it just happened. I just saw the tractor for sale and like a couple days ago. Anyway, that was interesting.
Okay, so we have repaired several of the local farmers' tractors that are International Harvester would be the complete name. Built in the 70s, truly, truly extraordinary tractors. Extremely well built. Cast iron everywhere rather than stamped steel. And they're still running. Now, the parts are getting harder and harder to get for a 1970s model tractor. And we're talking 70s would be 50 years old. We have a 1980s model International tractor. It's a model 385. It's 40 horsepower. Truly extraordinary. Now, so it's from the 80s, the late 80s, and we've had to replace a few things. Front tires, rear tires. So this tractor's 40 years old, right? We've had to replace the front and rear tires. And you would expect that, I would think, after 50 years, right? And we had to replace the tie rod ends on the front of the tractor. And so the tie rod ends were probably $100. We replaced them ourselves, did a front end alignment ourselves. And I think that's it. Other than oil changes and a couple batteries. And the batteries probably lasted about 8 years. So other than, you know, 12-volt automotive-type batteries, front and rear tires, tie rod ends, oil changes. That's it. Literally. Same alternator, same starter, same radiator. Oh, I'm sorry. We had to replace the water pump. No, we haven't. I bought a water pump as a spare. It's still the original water pump. I'm probably going to have to change it in a couple of years, but I bought one just to have it on hand. So International is an absolutely extraordinarily well-built tractor. When I say International, we're talking about International Harvester. And some people might see on there as Case International. The Case company joined forces with International. They called it Case International. But it's an International Harvester tractor. Absolutely outstanding. And if you can find an International 385, model 385, and it's in really good condition and well taken care of, I think you'll be delighted with it. And I don't think there is anything better in the 40-horsepower tractor market than the International Model 385. We'll be right back with...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. NATO will never waver in its support of Ukraine as the country defends itself from Russia's invasion.
That's what President Biden declared in a speech wrapping up a two-day NATO summit in Lithuania. The president called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by name, saying Putin wrongly believed NATO would break apart when he launched his invasion. Biden said the alliance is now stronger and more energized than ever with the recent addition of Finland and imminent membership of Sweden. Biden earlier on Wednesday held a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Federal Trade Commission is going to appeal a court decision to allow Microsoft to acquire video gaming giant Activision Blizzard. The FTC filed a notice of appeal last night with the U.S. District Court in San Francisco, California. That followed a federal judge this week denying the FTC's request for an injunction to put a temporary hold on Microsoft's $69 billion merger with Activision Blizzard. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Watch it. Watch it. I
found out there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are
today's hot? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, farmers have had it with the new tractors, except for the young farmers who don't. And when I say new, young, I'm talking maybe around 50 years old. I don't think they've realized what they've gotten themselves into when they buy new equipment. But the older farmers that want dependability, reliability, and repairability are buying used tractors. They're driving the price at auction up of used, good quality, older tractors. Let me give you an example. We have a tractor, and you can look this up, tractordata.com. John Deere made a tractor called Model 2950, and we have one of them. And ours is two-wheel drive, and it has a cab with air conditioning. The original is made in Germany, so it's made in the old Mercedes-Benz factory building in Germany. It's a six-cylinder diesel, It has, it's got 85 horsepower at the PTO. It's about 100 engine horsepower. And it's real heavy. And it has cast iron wheels. Literally cast iron. The wheels, the rear wheels probably, the center of the rear wheel probably weighs, it's removable from the rim, probably weighs 500 pounds each. So this tractor, when it was brand new, the original price for two-wheel drive was $28,000. Not $28,706. I looked up what they're selling for right now. With 10,000 hours. 10,000 hours. That's an enormous amount of use on this tractor. Our tractor, same model, same year, has around less than 4,000 hours. So this one has 10,000 hours, and the price is $26,500. Almost the same price as it was brand new in 1980s, probably 1983. So what has happened is people bought those John Deere tractors because they were repairable and you could get the parts for them. Today, the new tractors, you've got to have them fix them. They're just so complicated. Too many sensors. Beyond the complication is just unnecessary. Lots of features that are not necessary. Ours has, all of our tractors have clutches. Every single one we have has a clutch. That means you have to shift it. Well, there's some tractors that, heck, you don't have to shift. You don't even have to learn how to shift. Automatics. But it's complicated, and they don't last as long. And they use more fuel. Automatic transmission uses more fuel, in most cases, than a manual transmission. But the bottom line is, John Deere has gone from, in my opinion, and by the way, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you read in the media, see in the media, hear in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But in my opinion, John Deere has gone from a company that you could depend on to have the parts, and you could call them up and say, I've got a problem, what do I do, to a company that's really impossible or darn near impossible to get them on the phone. It's hard to get information on us. Hey, I got this problem. What do you suggest I do? If they're not available now to help you with that, the way they used to be. They used to be great. So they've changed how they work with customers, and I don't like it. So would I buy a brand new John Deere tractor? Absolutely not. If someone gave me one, I wouldn't want it. For real. Because I know I couldn't repair it. So the parts are either unavailable, very expensive, or there are delays in getting the parts that used to be able to get right then and there, just show up and say, can I get these parts? And they'd say, sure, we got it right here in the back. And they'd sell them to you. They were never cheap. John Deere was always expensive. And if you mention John Deere tractors to anybody, they'll say, boy, that green paint is expensive. And what they mean by that, John Deere tractors are green, and International tractors are red, and Ford New Holland tractors are blue. And when they say, you know, that green paint is expensive, they mean John Deere parts are expensive. And they're absolutely right. So here's the next story. Now, any other comments, Kyle?
No, Vince, I agree with you completely. It's the International, you know, even when they made logging trucks many, many years ago, I remember there was an International dealer here, and my goodness, he was selling trucks like crazy because they were just so heavily built that they lasted for a long time. I still see them every once in a while on the road. International harvester, but like you said, parts are getting harder for the really old ones. You know, on it's interesting you mentioned too how fast they sell and for what price. There was a guy on Craigslist who's selling his entire farmstead, and he's a younger guy. Says I'm going to do something different. I don't know what in the world he's thinking, but he had an International tractor on there with a front end loader on it. It's a decent looking. This is a different idea than the other guy. But anyway, it just happened to be on Craigslist yesterday, I think. And so he left a text message And I said, how much you want for that tractor? And he said, well, a guy just showed up and bought it and a whole ton of my other stuff, all in one fell swoop. This guy's selling out a farmstead, and somebody else is snapping it up within one day. Just amazing. Right.
That's what's happening. And it's not just in Montana. That's happening here in Missouri as well, and the prices are really, really high. People want good quality, repairable machinery. But what we really don't know is the parts availability. It's kind of it's a risk. But the belief is that at least I don't have to worry. Not one of our tractors has a computer-controlled anything other than a generator or an alternator, headlights. That's it. And starter. But as far as computer-controlled engine and transmission, no. It's all mechanical, and it just keeps working and working and working. And as far as I can tell, it's a great way to go. Moving on to propane. Class, you know I took a couple days off. I wanted to buy a propane tank. I am very, very concerned about the power grid. And you know that we have a solar array that we built that we can run the farm on when the government allows the sunlight to shine through. When that happens, we can generate 50 kilowatts of electricity a day. We need 33 to run the farm. If you put that in context, a Tesla takes about 100 kilowatts to charge it. So it would take 3 days of electricity that we could run our farm on to charge a Tesla one time. Okay. And by the way, that's average. So the amount of electricity that we use here at our farm is average for a household. Even though we run a whole farm on it, the amount of electricity that our farm uses is equivalent to the average electricity used by a typical house, not a farm. Okay. So that being said, I wanted to get a generator that would charge our battery bank. And I found one. I found a 48-volt used commercial-grade generator that was used by a telephone company to charge their battery bank. So the telephone system runs on 48 volts for the equipment in the switching office. And if the grid goes down, this generator would start up and keep the batteries charged to keep the equipment running. And if you notice, during power failures, your telephone works. If you have a landline, that's what I'm talking about. So I found one of these, and no one wanted it. I mean, who the heck wants a 48-volt generator, DC, right? It's $350. I was delighted to buy it. But it requires more propane than one of those barbecue cylinders can deliver. Barbecue tank cannot provide enough flow through the regulator to run this generator. So I decided that I'd buy another propane tank. And I looked around, and I bought one many years ago for $400 from a propane company, another one right after that for $500, another one right after that for $600. So I paid, on average, $500 for a 500-gallon propane tank. That's $1 per gallon of tank capacity. Well, I set the tanks, and it's been working fine. I wanted to get one for the generator. And they're impossible to find. It's almost impossible to find a good quality used tank for a reasonable price. And the price keeps going up. So you can, when you buy a propane tank, class, you need to buy one that has a label on it, a data plate. And if it does not have a data plate on it that says that this is kind of like one of those labels on the door pillar of your car that has the VIN number and, specifics about that vehicle. That's what this is. But it's a metal plate. It's either stainless steel, brass, copper, or aluminum. And it's welded in place. So if it's aluminum, it's put in a frame, and the frame is welded in place. So it's not removable easily. I mean, you could chisel it off. But it's designed to stay there for the life of the tank. That data plate will have the date of manufacture, the capacity in water gallons. So it'll say something like 499 water gallon capacity, or 500 gallon water capacity, or 250 or 1,000 gallons, whatever it may be. And the date of manufacture and the testing and who made it. And if it doesn't have a data plate, no propane company is going to fill it up. Nobody. So there are plenty of tanks out there that you'll see on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace. They'll say, great barbecue tank. What that means is it doesn't have a data plate or has a hole in it. And it's only good for scrap or for making a barbecue grill out of, but not putting propane back in it. So I spent 3 weeks. I finally found one in Kansas. And so we went out to Kansas. It was $350, which was a wonderful bargain. It really was. The guy wanted $400 for it. And he said, where are you coming from? I said, I'll bring our trailer and, you know, we'll come out there. And he said, where are you coming from? And I told him where we are in Missouri. He said, boy, that's a long way. How about go for $350 instead of $400? I said, boy, that's very kind of you. That's wonderful. So we bought it for $350. Mrs. Finelli started priming it. I took a high-pressure washer and blasted off, you know, the surface rust, and it looks beautiful. And she primed it yesterday. She's going to paint it white today, white enamel, Rust-Oleum. Anyway, the bottom line is propane tanks are hard to find. Kyle, any comments about that? $350 for a used propane tank.
It's one of the best buys I've heard of, Vince.
Okay.
That's 500 gallon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a screaming deal. That's like, I mean, even if you had to spend $500 in fuel, that's still a screaming deal compared to what's around here.
Okay, so class, what does it weigh? If you're wondering what those submarine-shaped propane tanks weigh, 500-gallon tank weighs 949 pounds on average. Now, the one we bought was from 1954. So it's about 70 years old. And it, on the data plate, it says the thickness of the walls of the, you know, the steel walls of the tank. About a third of an inch thick. And we've got some other tanks that are, you know, from the late 80s and the 90s. They're thinner. This tank is 50% thicker steel when it was made than a tank from the 1990s. How about that? So everything's getting thinner, cheaper.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so class, we've got this propane tank, and we're going to paint it, and we're going to set it, and we're going to set it on gravel. And on top of the gravel, there'll be four concrete cap blocks, 4 inches thick. So they are 8 by 16, 4 inches thick, and one under each leg. And the tank has to be level. And I'm telling you a lot more information than just story of or a case study of several companies. I'm trying to weave into it more information so that you'll know what, if you want to buy a propane tank, what you need to consider, okay? And if you want to fill it, etc. So there's a lot to it. So you want your propane tank to be level, and the reason for that is what happens is propane actually boils. When it's compressed into a liquid, it will boil at a very low temperature, way below freezing of water. So it literally goes to vapor, and then the vapor is what you use in your stove and in your hot water heater and in your generator if you have a propane generator. So it's the vapor part. And when you fill a propane tank, the maximum that you can fill any propane tank is 80% of its capacity. So 80% of 500-gallon capacity is 400 gallons. So you can't put 500 gallons in a 500-gallon propane tank because propane expands as a liquid in the summer, and it'll blow up the tank. It will literally burst the tank. So you have to have some room for compression of the vapor in the tank, and that's why you only fill it to 80%. And the reason they're painted white and not black is so they reflect heat rather than absorb heat. So you shouldn't paint your propane tank any color, in my opinion, other than white. Some people paint them silver. I don't think that's anywhere near as good as painting them like a bright, bright, bright white to reflect as much heat from as possible. So you minimize the risk of a leak from overpressure. But anyway, so the bottom line with this propane story is now we have to fill up the tank. Right? So in preparation for that, I called a bunch of companies. I just went to the internet and I typed in propane suppliers in our area, and I found a list of them, and I called them one at a time. And these are small companies. Now, we already have a propane supplier that we've been working with for 17 years. And it used to be that I would call the local office in about 25 miles from here, and I talked to a gal who I knew by name. She knew me by voice. She knew me by name. We've never really been to each other's houses, but, you know, I'd show up there, and I would talk to her, and, you know, every couple of years. And that's the way it used to be. And I would call her and ask for the price of propane, and I would time it so that you want the time to buy propane is like right now. And the reason for that is nobody's heating their house with propane right now. It's boiling hot. So the demand for propane is very low at this time of the year. And that's when the price is the lowest. So I called the local number, and I get transferred to the national call center. And they know who I am. Oh, you're Vincent Fanelli, yeah. And they know that by caller ID. And they've got a computer system that tells them the last time they quoted me propane, and the price keeps going up. So their price right now, for me, being a loyal 17-year customer, is $2.48 a gallon. So I thought that's ridiculous, because I bought it 4 years ago at $1.29. And I'm not going to, I'm just not happy spending $2.48 per gallon. So I called around, and it's, and by the way, it's been very difficult to call the same company that I've been calling, because I call a local number and I get the national call center. And no matter what number I call, I have to press some buttons before I can talk to somebody. I have to tell them what language I'm going to be talking to them in. And, you know, they say, press this key if it's an emergency, or press this key if it's not an emergency. So I press the key for not an emergency, and I get the emergency call center. Like, I didn't press emergency. Yeah, well, you know, we get the calls. Huh. So they have to go through some gyrations to get the price, and they quote me a price, and it's just $2.48. It's too high. So I've been calling around for other companies in the local area. And what I found out was, if you call the Smith Company or the Jones Company, you get this other company. And they answer with a new name. And I said, I thought I called the Smith Company. Yeah, well, you know, we are now known as, but we're still the same company, but we're known as this other company. Okay, how much is propane? Well, it's $2.39 a gallon. So $2.39 is better than $2.48, right? But still not very good. And they said, well, but if you're a new customer, the first fill-up is $2.09 a gallon. So they're going to treat me better than a loyal customer. Loyal customer is going to be $2.39, but for me, because I'm brand new, they're going to charge me $2.09. How about that? Well, that doesn't set well with me. Why should a new guy get a better price than a loyal guy? So I called a bunch of companies, and they've all been bought by this bigger company, and the price fixed. $2.09 for new fill-up, first time, then $2.39 thereafter. And all the companies that I called have the same ownership, the same price, and the price fixed. But the story does get better. And I'll tell you what that is when we come back. And it gets good. It really gets good. And you won't believe the difference in price. You won't believe it.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.